In our previous year, we discussed the halachos of Shnayim Mikravecha Targum, and as we mentioned to quickly review, there's a machloikas rishonim why one has to do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. Some explain that it's part of the obligation of Limud HaTorah, that we have to learn every week that week's parasha. Another explanation that we gave from the rishonim is either that it's there to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah, or it's an extension of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. And we were quoting the halachas from the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Resh Pei Hei about Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. And the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel says, Miyom Rishon Ve'eilech Choshev Metzibur. When does the time for Shnayim Mikravecha Targum begin? From Sunday of that week. However, actually, there's a very big machloikis rishonim when indeed does the zman for Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum begin. The Mordechai paskins that Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum begins from Mincha. That means from when we start reading from the previous week's parasha, that's when Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum begins. And that's the opinion that's also quoted by Tosfos in our sugya on Daf Ches. The Shulchan Aruch, as we just read, says that the Zman actually begins from Sunday. However, there are other Rishonim that cite different opinions. The Or Zeruah indicates that, again, he says that the Zman is from the beginning of the week. But as I was saying, there are other Rishonim that say that it begins either from Wednesday. Some say it should be read on Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos. And other opinion is that it should actually be read on Shabbos. So again, there's a machlokes when it begins. Some say it begins from the Shabbos, when we start reading that parasha Shabbos by Mincha. Others say it's from Sunday. Others say from Wednesday before Shabbos. Others say Erev Shabbos. And others say on Shabbos itself. Again, the way to probably understand this machloikis rishonim is that we need to understand what is the purpose of the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. If the purpose of Shnayim Mikravecha Targum is to learn Chumash, so that it's not limited to being so close to Shabbos. And it could be even from Friday, from Shabbos afternoon when we start the new Sedra, reading the new Parasha, or from Sunday. Interestingly, in fact, even though as we just read, the Shulchan Aruch says that it should begin Yom Rishon on Sunday, the Mishnah Berurah takes the opinion and he sort of even ignores the Shitas HaRishayim that I just quoted that say you should only begin on Sunday, as the Shulchan Aruch says. He says, Vim Kain, says the Mishnah Berurah, Masha Kosav HaMechaba Miyom HaRishayim Ve'elech, when the Mechaba said that it should be from Sunday, Lav Dafkahu, it means from Shabbos afternoon. How do the Mepharshim actually explain this Machlokes Rishayim? They say that certainly everybody agrees, and that seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that the proper time is indeed from Shabbos, because that's when the new parasha is beginning. Just since this Shabbos still belongs to the old parasha, that's why the Shulchan Aruch and those Rishonim suggest it isn't such respectful to start a new parasha until Shabbos is over. And the Mishnah Berurah, however, agrees with the Rishonim that if we already began reading from the new parasha, saying Shnayim Mikravecha Targum from that parasha doesn't in any way show disrespect. However, as we just quoted the opinion of many other Rishonim, they say it only begins on Wednesday or on Friday or on Shabbos. obviously, those Rishonim are of the opinion that the din of Shnayim Mikvecha Targum is connected to the Kriyas HaTorah. So Shabbos doesn't, it's not really considered this week's Shabbos before Wednesday. Or if we're going to say that the purpose of Shnayim Mikvecha Targum, as we spoke in our previous year, is to prepare oneself for Kriyas HaTorah. So the right time to do it is on Friday afternoon as one is preparing for Shabbos. Or if we're going to say, as we said, that Shnayim Mikvecha Targum is actually an extension of Kriyas HaTorah. So just like the Zman of Kriyas HaTorah is Shabbos in the morning, so too Shnayim Mikvecha Targum should be done Shabbos in the morning. So again, if we're going to say that the obligation is just connected to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, so then it could be done from the previous Shabbos afternoon or Sunday. If, on the other hand, we're going to say Shnayim Mikvecha Targum is connected to the Kriyas HaTorah, it should be done next as close as possible to the Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, the Paiskim suggest that the proper time, the most optimal time to do Shnayim Mikvecha Targum is on Friday, because it's close to Shabbos, but it's still before Shabbos, so you really have, so to speak, covered all of the reasons. Limud HaTorah, it could be done on Friday as easily as it could be done any other day of the week. If the reason is to prepare for the Kriyas HaTorah, so the proper time to prepare for Kriyas HaTorah is before the Kriyas HaTorah, which will be taking place on Shabbos. If the reason is because it's an extension of the Kriyas HaTorah, so indeed perhaps it would be better to do it on Shabbos morning, but given we have all the other reasons, doing it on Friday afternoon is the optimal time. And indeed, the Mukubalim indicate that Abi Kabbalah, the proper time to do Shnayim Mikvecha Targum is on Erev Shabbos. Some even waited to do it after Chatzos on Friday afternoon. And with the reasons that we've given, it makes a lot of sense. The Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Dalet by saying Mitzvah Ramufcha Shiyashlam Oysoi Kodim Shiyoichel B'Shabbos. The proper time to finish is before you eat Shabbos morning. V'Mlai Hishlam Kodim Achila Yashlam Ach Achila. If you didn't finish before, you should do Ach Achila Ara Mincha. V'Yeshayim Ad Revi B'Shabbos. Some say till Wednesday. V'Yeshayim Ad Shmini Atzeres till Shmini Atzeres. In order to understand this sif of the Shulchan Aruch, we really need to quote the Machlokes Rishonim again, that until when should Shnayim Mikvecha Targum be done? Some opinion are that it should be done before, it has to be completed before the Tzibur does Shnayim Mikvecha Targum. That's the opinion of the Rebbeinu Yoina and the Ritva. The Tosfos says that it should be done, as the Shulchan Aruch paskens, before you eat on Shabbos. Other Rishonim say that it could be done until Wednesday. That's the opinion of the Hagos Maimonides. And the Trumas Hadeshin says, as the Shulchan Aruch just quoted the Yesh Oimrim, that it could be done until Shmini Atzeres. Actually, before we go any further in explaining this Machloikus Rishonim, it really also is connected in what the Gemara ends in the Sugya, that the Gemara says, Amalei Hausava, that the Gemara ends on this Savalak Demunei, that one shouldn't do Shnayim Mikvecha Targum earlier or later. And the question is, what does the Gemara mean? Does the Gemara mean that even b'di'evid, if you missed this week's Shabbos, it cannot be made up afterwards? Or does Shlo Yagdim Shlo Yachar means l'chatchila, do every week's parasha that week, But if you didn't do it that week, you could do it up to Shmini Atzeres, up to Simchas Torah. What is the Machloikis? So very much, we could explain the Machloikis as we've been explaining till now. If we're going to say that the din of Shnayim Mikravecha Targum is a din in Kriya and learning Chumash, so of course Chazal wanted, they gave us a, maybe this is the forerunner of a Daf Yomi, they gave us a program how to learn, and the program is learning each week that parsha. But if the purpose of Shnayim Mikravecha Targum is to learn through all of Chamisha Chumshe Torah, so if you didn't finish it this week, finish it next week. But finish it by the time Simchas Torah comes, because then it's already a new year, a new cycle. If, however, we learn that it's connected to Kriyas HaTorah, so therefore the halacha will be that once that week's parasha is over, and even though, as we quoted the opinion of that Gaos Maimni, that he says it goes until Wednesday, because until Tuesday evening, it's still connected to the previous week's parasha. And therefore, it's connected to that Kriyas HaTorah, and we can therefore do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum of that week's Shabbos. But once those times pass, it's no longer this week's parasha. And the entire purpose, according to those Rishonim, of Shnayim Mikravecha Targum, is to do it by the time, is to do it connected to that week's Kriyas HaTorah. So, as the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the proper time to do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum is actually before the parasha is read, or if not before the parasha is read, certainly before you ate. But if you didn't do it, the Shulchan Aruch says itself, you should do it achra achila. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason it could be done achra achila is because Chazal were concerned that one should not delay eating his seudah on Shabbos after Chatzos. And therefore, if you didn't do it by the time you came up from shul, don't make another mistake of fasting and not eating in the proper time on Shabbos. You have the rest of the day to finish off Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. Given all the explanations that we just gave, certainly, let's say, for whatever reason, I missed doing Shnayim Mikravecha Targum this week. So now it's next week. What should I preferably do? Make up the previous parasha that I missed, or do this week's parasha? Again, we're referring to an individual who has a limited amount of time. Certainly, say to Paiskim, he should do this week's parasha first. The Marsham paskins this way in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Yud Gimel. Because given the explanation that there is certainly a point of doing every week's parasha, so it's bad enough that I missed last week's parasha. I shouldn't keep on compounding that error and make sure at least to get back on track with doing this week's parasha and then afterwards doing the other parasha as it comes up. Another question that comes up is that we know that Rachman Litzlan, an Ovel, may not do Shnayim Mikra. Ovel may not learn Torah. Only certain very limited parts of the Torah may be learned by an Ovel. And the question that comes up is Ovel allowed to learn Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum? And it's very much connected to the question that we're discussing. If we're saying that the purpose of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum is because of a learning program, so as we just explained, an Ovel is excluded, unfortunately, from learning Torah. If we're going to say, however, that Shnayim Mikravecha Targum is connected to the Kriyas HaTorah of that week, so then an Ovel is also obligated to do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. And therefore, what should an Ovel do? So the Paiskim suggests that the best thing that an Ovel shall do is do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum on Shabbos, because the halachas of Avelis are anyway more relaxed on Shabbos, compounded with the fact that it may be connected specifically to this Shabbos, as we've been quoting the Rishonim, and you don't have an option to do it at another time, so therefore you should do Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. A question that comes up is as follows. Let's say this Shabbos by Mincha, we read from the Parsha, But next week Shabbos, we will not be reading from this parasha, because next week Shabbos is Yom Tov. That means this parasha has 2 weeks. When does the time for Shnai Mikra ve'echet Targum begin? Do Shnai Mikra ve'echet Targum begin from the time of the first Shabbos, even though the Kriyas HaTorah of this parasha won't be for another 2 weeks? Or does Shnai Mikra ve'echet Targum begin already, only after the next week Shabbos, the week of that Kriyas HaTorah? And again, it's very much connected to the question that we've been discussing. If we say Shnai Mikra ve'echet Targum is a learning program, so then it could be gone at any time once it begins that week's parasha. If, however, it's not a learning program, it's connected to the kriya of that week's parasha, you should wait until that week of that week's parasha. And as I said, it's a machloikis ha'achroinim. The Sefer Yosef Oimetz from the Chidah, the Meir Yishenim, say that you should wait only until the second week. Other, the Ramam Pana, says that you can already read it from the first week. And again, the Machloikis is connected to why we do Shnai Mikra Ve'echet Targum. Another interesting question that comes up is, what about Parshas Zois HaBrocha, Parshas Bereishis? We know that Parshas Zois HaBrocha is actually read on Simchas Torah, which is not necessarily on a Shabbos. And on the other hand, Parshas Bereishis is read on the Shabbos after Simchas Torah, after Shmini Atzeres, which could be even the day after Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah could be on a Friday. So what is the proper time for doing Shnai Mikra Ve'echet Targum in those situations? The Paiskim suggests that the most preferable time to do Shnai Mikra Ve'echet Targum for Zois HaBrocha is either on the night of Hashanah Rabbah, some suggest. Others say that the right time to do it is Shmini Atzeres or Simchas Torah itself. And they furthermore suggest that one should not begin doing Shnai Mikra Ve'echet Targum until after the Zois HaBrocha is read, and that we finished, so to speak, this cycle, and then begin the next cycle, and then only do Shnai Mikra Ve'echet Targum or Parshas Bereishis, which of course could lead to some difficulty in a situation that we just discussed, when Simchas Torah is on Friday, and it's also Simchas Torah, and the next day is already Parshas Bereishis, and you want to begin the year properly with doing Shnai Mikra Ve'echet Targum in the proper fashion. And he, Parshas Bereishis, is a long parasha, and you have very short amount of time to do it. Again, the preferable still is to finish Zois HaBrocha and not do Bereishis until after Simchas Torah, and then only begin Bereishis after at least Kriyas HaTorah of Simchas Torah has been, of Zois HaBrocha on Simchas Torah has been read. However, there are Paiskim, and particularly, I guess, in a situation where Simchas Torah is on Friday, maybe one could rely on those Paiskim, that Bereishis is not, that the Kriyas HaTorah of Simchas Torah is not just Zois HaBrocha. We also read from Parshas Bereishis on Simchas Torah. And since we also read from Parshas Bereishis on Simchas Torah, we could perhaps suggest that that is the Kriyas HaTorah of Simchas Torah, and we could already begin doing Shnai Mikra Ve'echet Targum or Parshas Bereishis. As I said, that's not Pasha Pshat, because the Rishonim already say that the entire reason why we read Chasam Bereishis on Simchas Torah is just a minig, Kadesh Loi Katrik Achasin. Not every community even had this minig, and therefore one L'chadchila should not begin reading Shnai Mikra Ve'echet Targum until after the Kriyas HaTorah at the earliest of Zois HaBrocha and Simchas Torah. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei continues discussing Yochel Likris Parsha Shnayim Mikra Veka Targum B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. The question that comes up here is, can one fulfill the mitzvah Shnayim Mikra Veka Targum by reading it with the Shlias Sibra? So certainly the Paiskim say the Lechatchila one should not do so. Lechatchila one should listen to the Kriyas HaTorah from the Baal Kaira and do Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum at a different time. And the reason is very obvious. Because as we've been explaining, there are many Rishonim, the Chinuch, and other Rishonim who are of the opinion that the entire purpose of Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum is a learning program not connected to Kriyas HaTorah. And since it's not connected to Kriyas HaTorah, one should not do it during the time of Kriyas HaTorah. They're two separate obligations. The opinions, however, who hold that Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum is connected to Kriyas HaTorah perhaps would be more lenient, as the Shulchan Aruch indicates, and allow Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum to be read at the same time as Kriyas HaTorah. The Bi'ah Halacha, the Ve'amaska Likrois, indicates that if one wants to do Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum during Kriyas HaTorah, it may be done when there are 10 people besides that individual who are listening to Kriyas HaTorah. The Magen Avraham takes a more lenient approach. Furthermore, the Paiskim say one cannot fulfill Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum, the Kaf HaChayim, and other Paiskim say, just by hearing the Baal Kaira reading the Chumash, one should actually say the words of Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum. And the Paiskim explain, for even though there's normally a concept of Shomea Ka'ina, that by hearing it's like saying, here Chazal established a special rule of Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum, that one has to actually pronounce the words, and one can't fulfill the mitzvah lechatchila any other way. However, the Paiskim do indicate that b'di'evid, one could say along with the Baal Tefillah, with the Baal Kairi, the words of the Chumash when he's reading them, and that will be one time mikra. And probably the right way for such a person to fulfill Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum, the right way for him to do it is to then read the entire Sedra again from beginning to end, and then read the Targum of the entire Parsha, and that will be the best way of doing Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum. I did see that there were Paiskim that take different opinion on how to do Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum under such circumstances, but this is certainly the preferable way. The last sif in the Shulchan Aruch on this simen of Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum is Ein Tzarach Likrois Parshas Yontif. There is no obligation to read the Parsha Yontif. And the remark concludes, Ve'en Karach V'keim Ein Tzarach Likrois HaAftiris. There's no obligation to read the Haftarah. M'kam Akam Nagu Likrois HaAftirah B'Shabbos Shalchasna Yikra HaAftirah Shal Shabbos V'loisais Osses. So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say that there's no obligation to do Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum for the Kriyas HaTorah of Yontif, nor is there an obligation to do Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum of Torah. This Sif of the Shulchan Aruch clearly is an indication that the obligation of Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum is based on an obligation to learn Chumash, to learn the Chamishi Chumash Torah on an annual basis, and therefore I don't have to read the Yontif, because I already did the entire Chamishi Chumash Torah in my weekly learning of Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum. And the same reason, one wouldn't have to do Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum and Av Torah, because again, the learning program was limited strictly to the Chamishi Chumash Torah. There are those, however, who say that one should do Shnayim Mikra Veche Targum, particularly on the parashas like Parashas Zochar and Parashas Parah. And in fact, they want to say That's pshat in the Gemara, where the Gemara said, "Rabbi Barabai is sovla shlume leparshiyosai the kula shat of b'mal de Yom Kippur." That an erev Yom Kippur, he wanted to finish all of shnai mikra vechetargum, but they told him tanilei chibar Rab Medifti. That chibar Rab Medifti said that would be inappropriate because, as the Gemara says, the erev Yom Kippur is a time for eating, not for taking on extra learning projects. So the Rishonim debate, why did they want to do this on Erev Yom Kippur? So some say because they wanted to have the schus of the mitzvah of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum as they enter Yom Kippur. But there are others that explain that the reason that, of course, he did Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum properly every week as the halacha requires. And what he wanted to do on Erev Yom Kippur were these haftorahs and these parashas that he missed. We do need to explain that if the purpose of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum is an extension of Kriyas HaTorah, as we've been saying, so why indeed don't we do Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum for the Chumash, for Yom Tov as well? For Haftorah, it's less of a question, because Haftorah, we could suggest that isn't part of the Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, so that's why Chazal didn't establish a need to prepare with Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum for Haftorah. Chazal didn't see the need to extend the Chiv of Torah. But if we're saying that it's for preparation for laning or an extension of the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah, why doesn't it apply to Kriyas Yom Tov? We're going to have to explain that the entire concept of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum was a Takanas Chazal, and Chazal only established it, those Rishonim will explain, for the Kriya of a regular Shabbos, not connected to the Kriya of Yom Tov, and certainly not Kriya connected to the Kriya of Haftorah. As we finish the Shurim, we've been discussing the important rules of Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. The Mefarshim say that the first words of Sefer Shmos of Eila Shmos B'nei Yisrael, and the Rosh Tevis of those four words, Eila Shmos B'nei Yisrael, are for Adam Ashalaymid, the individual that learns Haseidah the Parsha, Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, B'kol Noyim, reading it properly, Yosher, singing it with the Tamim, Yichya Shonim Rabbis Aruchim L'Olam. He will have a long, healthy life. In fact, another Rosh Tevis that I saw is that the Pasuk says, B'fnei Seva Tokum V'darta. How does one become a Seva, an old individual? The Rosh Tevis of B'nei Seva Tokum V'darta are Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. One more beautiful vart that I saw, our Gemara began, Lo'olam yashlam adam parshi oisav imatzibur. And we already in the previous year discussed what is pshat in the words Lo'olam yashlam parshi oisav. So we said pshat was that Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum should be done parsha by parsha. But another explanation that I saw is that Lo'olam yashlam adam parshi oisav. Sometimes a person has parshi oisav. He's learned certain parshias of the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to succeed in learning certain parashiyos, to learn something. What should a person do with that learning? Imat Tzibur. Take the Torah that you learned and share it with a Tzibur. And the Gemara says that whoever does so will be Zaycha, the Marichan Loi, Yomov, Vishnaisov.